then there's there are Seabrook Farms, fresh frozen foods. Poppy Cannon, of course, is the one who thinks up a lot of those dishes that I tell you about to use the fruits and vegetables from Seabrook Farms with. To use, that sounds wrong, doesn't it, Vincent? Well, straighten me out. I'm aimed to give you 5 minutes to straighten everything that I've made a mess of out for me. Will you do that? You have to tell what the Seabrook Farms fresh frozen specials are for today. Will you do that? Sure. But I like to talk about the farm itself, how it's the biggest truck farm in the whole wide world, how it has all these experts that actually put vitamins and minerals into the soil that the seeds are planted in, how the planting and the harvesting is all watched over by the very finest experts. So, of course, the fruits and vegetables come out something extra special. Something wonderful to eat. I guess I am a little partial. Sweetheart soap, for instance. To me, there couldn't be any... Oh, Marjorie Evans brought down some sweetheart soap, too. That nice oval cake with the fragrance. And the... Well, it's the kind of soap that agrees with your skin. So that if you have a tendency to chap, I don't think you'd chap down here, but back there in the frozen north where you all are, it may be chapping weather for all I know. And sweetheart soap will help to keep you from chapping. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? And I've got Betty Crocker soup. Today I'm talking about the new Betty Crocker vegetable noodle soup with 7 vegetables and the fine noodles and the meat flavor. And one package, mind you, that you can make in 20 minutes from the time you get the boiling water ready. And it'll be a soup that'll taste as if you'd cooked it for hours and hours and hours. One package will make enough for 6 people if you aren't too hungry. It's really a lot of soup. You know that? Betty Crocker, new Betty Crocker vegetable noodle soup. That's its name. Then Sells corned beef loaf. There's a product. Oh, if you would only try my boiled dinner with Sells corned beef loaf, you would be sold to for life. All I ask is just one trial. And then you'll go on and you'll braise it, you know, slice it very thin and braise it the way I like to do, or you'll have it just sliced cold. That's what Henry Sell likes best, he says, though I don't really see that as much. But nevertheless, there it is in a loaf, ready to do that with, ready to do anything you want to do with it. And I think that just about finishes up everything. Vincent will tell you about the Metropolitan booklet. He'll tell you about the H.C. Bohack Food Department Store winner for today. And he'll pick up all the loose ends. You do a good job, Vincent, on Metropolitan and on Bohack's and on the Seabrook Farms specials, probably there are 3 of them. Unless everything has changed since I've been gone. Feels as if I've been away such a long time. I haven't said a word about the people down here, how sweet they are. You know, the first day you're here in the town of Charlotte Amalie, I was afraid I was going to mispronounce that, everybody in the place speaks to you as though you'd been born here. They say that if you get lost and ask your way, the person you've inquired of will not only tell you, but will take you there in person. And people here say goodnight to you after a certain hour in the afternoon. But it's not like our good night. It's a sort of greeting, as we would say good evening. So I'll say good night, and you take over, Benson.
All right, Mary Margaret. I'm supposed to straighten you out on a number of things and tie up a number of loose ends, and I thank you very much, at least, for leaving me so much time in which to do it.